This is a new episode of Sweet But Salty Secret Santa Christmas Special that is brought to you exclusively from my bedroom. And in this special, I asked my family to write down different topics on little pieces of paper that I collected. They are all secret topics for me and for you, obviously, and I pick one each episode. So let's pick today's topic. Today's topic is love. What a lovely topic for today. I've actually recorded a couple of episodes about love and my stance on dating and what I think online dating is doing to, you know, young people these days, not excluding myself. I actually online dated for a while. I was very invested at times, and other times I wasn't. And I must say, once I deleted all of my online dating apps, and I had a couple, I've never looked back since. It was very liberating to let go of this sort of system of approaching love or relationships as something, you know, that can be easily exchanged. It's almost like you can exchange the person you're dating. Like, it doesn't matter who it is. It just matters that they check a couple of boxes. And I don't know, it's just a very weird thing to swipe around, if you know what I mean. Like, it's very strange. And I'm not even talking about all the fake profiles out there and like people pretending to be someone they're not. It's just weird. But love is so much more than online dating. I strongly believe that there is an element of magic to it that brings people together. Like, sometimes you just see someone and you feel instantly connected to them. Not necessarily just in a sense of falling in love with someone, but rather forming a friendship or like feeling like the person is very sympathetic and you would like to get to know them better. I think it's easy to get lost in maybe too romantic thoughts, but at the same time, as I've said, I strongly believe in the magic element of love. With the right person, it just feels like that. And at the end of the day, it doesn't matter where you met someone, if it was online or in real life. It just matters that you did. And you have to put yourself out there in order to meet someone, either online or in real life. So I guess love has a lot to do with being brave and knowing yourself and knowing what you want, what you don't want, what you deserve, and falling in love with yourself first. Not as a prerequisite, like you don't have to love yourself first and then it's the only way you're ever going to be in a relationship. I don't think that works like that. It's just important to grow, and you grow together in the end. All right, I really hope this wasn't too scattered. At the end of the day, Christmas is about love, and we should celebrate it every single day of the year, not just at Christmas. All right, thank you so much for tuning in. I really appreciate you. If you like this, make sure to subscribe and to rate my podcast wherever you're listening, and make sure to tune back in for tomorrow's episode. Thank you. Bye.